Right now we're joined here in our makeshift studio out on Southern Village Green by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who has just come by. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's beautiful out here.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
I'm so sorry for you broadcasting out here today. It's lovely.
It's lovely. It's warm, but we're under a tent, so we've got the shade. It's
only
all good.
82 and low humidity.
82 degrees, low humidity. Low humidity.
Low
humidity because it's extremely beautiful out here. We are proud of this weather.
Yeah.
Carolina blue skies.
It's great. It's great. And people are already out here. They put literally there's 200 chairs up already.
Yeah.
People are excited.
People set up their chairs really early in the day and then they left and they're coming back later.
It's a great performance. I will be here tonight. I'm excited about it. It's fun. I wish I could do both the movie and here. I love Lilo and Stitch. And people should come out. It's going to be a great evening to be out in Chapel Hill.
It's going to be beautiful. And we're really looking forward to this concert. So we've got the mayor of Chapel Hill here. So what's going on? I know you're getting ready for food for the summer, which is starting next week.
We kick off on Monday, and I'm going to say this to you. I want you to come out and do a distribution. Sign up. Everyone, sign up. We posted it out there on the school network, on the town network. We have lots of people volunteering, but we still have empty spots this first week coming up. Please go to foodforthesummer.org and sign up on volunteer spot. I'm doing a shift on Monday. We're excited. We'll get a head count. This first week will be really important for figuring out how many kids and how many lunches need to be made and taken to which places. We have our site coordinators. It's all good.
And potentially 16,000 kids, right, or maybe affected?
1,600.
1,600?
Yeah.
Can we say 16,000? 1,600 kids.
That's the whole school system.
Yeah, the whole school system, not everyone.
So we have about 3,300 children on free and reduced lunch. We're trying this pilot this summer to hit about half of those, right, this summer. Mm-hmm. And hopefully expand the program to reach even more. There's a training session on Saturday if you're interested in learning more about it. It's going to be at 11 o'clock at the Varsity Church on Saturday, which is over off Sunrise Road. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get training, too. And then we're looking for people to help with activities. If you're interested in donating board games or have activities, we would love to collect those from you. You can email my office. Virginia Taylor from the Friday Center is helping coordinate as well as Jeannie from our office. And we're going to have activities for these kids to do as well.
Awesome. So foodforthesummer.org. And is it every weekday from 11:30 to 1:30?
Yes, every weekday, Monday through Friday. And then Cable and Porch are working on backpacks to go home on the weekends with these kids.
Very cool. So this is an exciting week. School's out. Graduation's coming up.
It's very exciting. Yeah. All kinds of things going on, and the weather is gorgeous. It is going to
really
be warm
is.
This weekend. But
Yes. Yeah. So I want to get to town stuff here, but I want to get back to this this concert that's happening on the Southern Village Green, North Carolina Symphony performing. What is your favorite classical piece?
I like the Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Yes.
Is coming. I played that at our wedding. Shout out to my husband. He's like, he can't be here. But last year when I came to a couple of these events, it's just really nice to sit down on the lawn. The music's just... It's just a nice event. I don't know how to explain it. It just being here and present and sitting outside and people eating and kids running around and dogs. I mean, it's just really cool.
Yeah, it's already cool. We've got, like, not that many people on the green right this second, but, you know, with all of the chairs here, everyone's going to be coming back close to 7:30, and it's going to be just a crowded, cool event.
Yeah, it is. Are you staying?
Awesome. We're going to be staying until 7 and then probably sticking around.
Well,
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, good.
All right,
yeah.
So tell us about what's going on in town. Budget season still ongoing.
We have our budget finalization on Monday. So if you have something you want to come share with us, please come out on Monday. And we finish up. We have 3 meetings in a row on the next consecutive Mondays. There's all kinds. Please go to our website, see all the different issues. Mostly this Monday is budget and the fire station at Hamilton Road over the Glen Lennox area, East 54. We're looking at that project and then asking questions about all kinds of stuff. And just there's all kinds of things to wrap up before we take that. We don't take a break from working for 2 months. But we take a break from having...
Much like teachers in the school district, it's not really 2 months off.
No, it's not. But it's
just
time
2 months
to regroup
in private,
and to get stuff done.
All right.
So that's really good. Yesterday was town hall day for all the municipalities, so we were over in Raleigh talking to state legislators. The Senate, as you know, put back their budget back to the House, so that's gone into committee from what I understand. There's several things in there we had concerns about, so we talked to our wonderful delegation, who supports our values from this area, and they're hopeful that some things can be at least tweaked in those budgets, but of course they're not the majority party, so in control. But I did meet
with... end up getting tweaked the other way.
Well, I met with Representative Chuck McGrady, who's head of House Appropriations Committee. He was hopeful there could be some things worked out. Talked to him about some environmental concerns we have. Talked to him about the light rail cap. We also were talked to by the new economic development... It's a nonprofit group that the state has spun off. Several other states, like 16 other states, have done this as well.
Speaking again with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Again, Town Hall Day was yesterday. A lot going on. Budget coming up on Monday. And any items in the budget that still need to be worked out? I know people are talking about hours for the swimming pool.
Right. We are working on that. We're going to start some new hours when this budget is approved.
Yes.
We will start with some additional hours at the community center starting in July is the plan right now. We also have put in there a recommendation to put some money into an economic incentives pool for the town to be able to partner with the county. And we had a joint meeting with the county commissioners, and we had our economic sustainability meeting where we're talking about what kind of tools do we need to be more nimble so that we can make sure we capture those spinoff companies, help people stay here, grow here in Chapel Hill. And so we'll have a committee meeting over the summer to come up with a list of recommendations, and that will come back to the public as well, so that they can have input to that. Mm-hmm. I attended the Chalt community event about
being
high
tech
on
Tuesday. Yep.
A lot of good information coming out of UNC, a lot of comparisons to Boulder, which is the inner city visit for us to take a look at, and to Ann Arbor. And fascinating examples of people connected to university towns or other kind of towns and high tech industry and venture capital monies, and maybe learning best practices from those groups and seeing what fits into Chapel Hill. There was a recommendation to an old factory and move a mountain here, so
yes.
we'll work on that.
Yeah. And a river running through downtown, like a waterfall
that
they have
yes.
in Greenville.
See, we could do that with some of these funds that we're putting
aside.
Happen.
Yeah, exactly. So are we, with the commercial space, we were talking about this with Rudy Giuliano, who is the moderator of that panel. Are we on the right track right now in Chapel Hill as far as getting the right space ready to go, or do we need to veer off the current track a little bit and do something we're not
doing? I think we're in the right direction. I don't know that we've put the tracks down yet.
Okay.
We're working on that. We've really been partnering with UNC and some developers to try to figure out how to get some of those commercial spaces that have already been approved out of the ground and how to fill them up with these innovations. It was fascinating to hear from UNC that out of all the startups, 374 startups and 293 of them still in existence, that 43% of those startups are from faculty from UNC, 40% from alumni, and 17% from students. Well, that sort of shifts the picture. You're talking about people being involved at all levels, and there's a lot of need to be downtown or close to downtown, because if you're still a faculty and still connected student-wise to the university, you can't spend a lot of time on that travel time. A lot of those startups are in the health sciences. They take a longer runway to get FDA approval, all those kinds of things. And so that's why we're looking to some of these other organizations that have figured out how to help companies, not only financially, but with some mentoring, which we do some, and launch is expanding. We're very excited about that. So that part, we're on the right track. They're going to be taking over some more space, 3,700
square
feet.
Doubling their space,
which means we can have not quite double the occupants, but they're sitting on top of each other right now, to be able to work with them to find spaces to keep them here, to grow those companies and make them successful as well.
Right.
So, yes, we've got the attitude. We've got to figure out the parking, got to figure out the space, but we're working towards that.
All right. Sounds good. Don't forget, if you're listening out there, the budget meeting is next Monday, 7 o'clock, Town Hall.
Yes.
So come on out to that.
There is a presentation if you're interested in the Mount Carmel Church Bennett Road roundabout before our meeting starting at 6.
Also in Town Hall, right?
Yes, in Town Hall beforehand. Food for the summer we did. The fire station.
We've got a sheet of paper with a whole bunch of bullet points on it. This is a shorter list than usual. We're getting close to the summer. We're only on to like 3 pages now.
Well, Monday was a holiday.
No, that's right.
Or it was for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Monday last week. But anyway, this is all good. Come have fun in Chapel Hill. Friday's on the lawn downtown.
Yes.
Some events at 1:40. Check the website. Check the downtown partnership website as well. We want to see you. Come on out.
All right. Sounds good. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.